Rupert had yet been called something different too. I didn't call you Brother Rupert, and I wasn't called Brother Grady. But I'm happy to see my nephew taking part. And I was thinking when Cassidy was giving the Chris and he asked that question, what was the third reason given, you know, or the excuse why you didn't go to the feast? I think if that question was asked today, it'd be turned opposite way around. It'd all be saying because I married a wife that couldn't come. Okay? That might be the greatest excuse of all. Anyway, tonight I thought we'd talk tonight about something I think is very important, some important days. And there are some very important days that are listed for us in the Bible. There's some that I might refer to tonight that perhaps are not listed in the Bible, but it's still an important day. And I've got something here that I'm going to use in a little bit to draw an illustration. You see, there are some very important days in the lives of us as human beings. Some are listed for us, as I said, in the calendar. Some are not, and some are listed in the Bible, and some are not. We want to look probably at four different days. And the first one we want to think about is listed in this calendar. If I was to ask the young people tonight, what do you think about the most when you look at December the 25th? What's the first thing that probably comes to your thought? Yeah, we know it's Christmas, but what? Who said that? You would say that, Bentley. Presents, and that's the truth. It shouldn't be, I guess, the first thing that comes to our mind. The first thing that should really come to our mind is what? It's the birthday of what we celebrate, I guess, as the birthday of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I'll tell you, that was probably one of the most important days in the history of mankind. Because of that day, the greatest gift that was ever given, in spite of whatever your parents may have given you on Christmas for your birthday, even if it was a motorbike or a Rolls Royce or whatever it might have been, it was not as great as the gift that God offered to each and every one of us here and to the entire world for the cost to us of nothing. It cost God His Son and the Lord Jesus Christ His very life. But it was given to me and to you at no cost if we would just accept the Lord Jesus Christ as our personal Savior. He guarantees us that we will have life, and that we'll have life more abundantly, and that we will live forevermore. Even if we die, we'll still live and live on forever, because He has paid the price of sin. He's given to each and every one of us the opportunity of living with Him. Now, we're all going to live forevermore. It just depends on what side of the fence that you really want to be on, whether you want to live in peace and in joy and fullness of happiness and all that comes with that, that's good. If you want that, then you'll accept the free gift that was given to us by God when He gave us His Son. Now, if you don't want that gift and you want to be miserable for the rest of your life here on earth, and even more miserable after you die, then don't accept the Lord Jesus Christ. And I'll guarantee you that you will live a miserable life for the rest of your life and forevermore. Then, another important day for each one of us is today, especially if you're here without the Lord Jesus Christ. This is a great day for you, because you know why? God has still extended out the day of grace and His mercy. And I want you to right now turn to 2 Corinthians. I'm going to read just a verse there. 2 Corinthians chapter 6. And verse 2, and we're going to read the latter part of that verse, where it says, "Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. So today is a very important day because God has given us another opportunity where we can accept Him and be assured of that wonderful place called heaven. He has given us once again the opportunity of inheriting His gift of eternal life. And you say, well, why is today so important? Well, I think if you turn in your Bibles, so you could read it for yourself, to Proverbs chapter 27 and verse 1, it says this, "Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth." So why I'm saying that today is an important day is because right now you still have the opportunity of accepting the Lord Jesus Christ. Tomorrow may be too late because God doesn't guarantee us that we're going to be here tomorrow. He has given us the opportunity in our times past, and He's given you the opportunity once again tonight where you can accept Him as your very own personal Savior. Then there's another day that I think is very important, and I think, and most of all, it's important to those of us that know the Lord Jesus Christ as our personal Savior. Because if you're going to turn to 1 Thessalonians, turn with me, 1 Thessalonians, and these are all very familiar portions of Scripture. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and verse 16. "For the Lord Himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord." Now that is the day that I'm sure most of us in here tonight, especially those of us that know the Lord Jesus Christ as our personal Savior, is looking forward to. It's a day when we're going to be with Him, a time when He's going to take us to our new home. Now, most of us in here tonight, when it comes to homes, I think we have some nice homes. And in fact, I think some of the nicest homes you might find anywhere, and I'm not being prejudiced, but I think some of the nicest homes you might find anywhere you'll find right here on this island, and perhaps Cross and Russell Island as well. And it probably took most houses may run between 9 months to a year to build that house before it's ready for us to move into. And at the end of the year, maybe sooner if they put plenty of men to work on it, we'll move into our new home and then be able to enjoy the pleasures of it. But now just imagine, these homes were built by the hands of men like me and you. Can you imagine what your home is going to look like that God has been preparing for you for almost 2,000 years? I'll guarantee you it's not anything in this Bahama land or anywhere else in the world that will ever be able to compare with that home, because God is preparing it, and God is going to take us to it and give it to us. It'll be something like you've never seen before. But it's a trick to that. It's only if you're ready to go when He comes. If you're ready to go, then the home has been prepared, and we will go with Him and be with Him forevermore. Kind of makes you think of that song, right, that we sing sometimes. What a day that will be. Can you imagine that? When my Jesus I shall see, when I look upon His face, the one who saved me by His grace, when He takes me by the hand, leads me to the promised land. What a day. Glorious day that will be. But you know, I think one of the worst days that anyone can ever experience is going to be the day of judgment. The time when every single person that has not accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as His very own will be banished forever from the presence of God, cast into outer darkness. So, you know, sometimes I wonder, why is it so difficult for people to not experience that day. Why do you want to go through something like that? A time when you will have to stand before God himself and have to give an account, give your reason, perhaps, why you've not accepted him. And there's no excuse that can ever be made by men that will satisfy the heart of God. Because, as we've said, you've been given the opportunity. When you think about it, there's probably not too many people on the face of this earth that has been given more opportunities than what we've been given on this land. It's a sad thing when you stop and think about it. And, you know, as you've probably heard many times, that God is going to judge each and every one of us according to the opportunities that you've had and the times that you've listened to the word of God being preached from perhaps this pulpit or maybe some other in the land or somewhere else in the world. As you were sitting down, you heard the word of God. The Holy Spirit has spoken to you perhaps in many and many occasions, and yet you've still not accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your very personal Savior. So what excuse is it that you can make to give to God on that day? There's perhaps, I don't know of any that you can give, and there is none that you can give that will ever satisfy God, because, you know, as we said before, he gave us all. Because he loved you and me, he gave us all. And if we die without him, it's going to cost us. It's going to cost us the time of being separated from our friends, and especially our loved ones, the ones that we are the closest to here on earth, the ones that are the dearest to our very heart. It's going to separate you from them if they know the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal Savior, and you don't. It's going to be a time of separation. That's what sin does. It divides. It causes a division. It separates us from those that are truly born again. So if you die without the Lord Jesus Christ, there's nothing to look for but an eternity where there's going to be nothing but torment, nothing but pain, nothing but agony. And when you stop to think of that, it's very foolish not to give your heart to God. And you know, there is going to be more people, I believe, in hell because of the fact of procrastination or the fact of just putting it off, having all the intentions of someday knowing the Lord Jesus Christ, accepting the Lord Jesus Christ, giving him your heart, giving him your life. There will be more people in hell, I believe, because they put it off expecting for some other day to do it, and they never did. Perhaps they died in a car accident, you know, snapped out of his life like that, never had that opportunity anymore. Or it may be some other way that a person dies and they don't have another chance to accept the Lord Jesus Christ. That's why I said that because of today, because you're here right now, you're hearing the word of God one more time, perhaps the Spirit, it may be speaking to you even tonight and saying, you know you need the Lord Jesus Christ. You know if you die without the Lord Jesus Christ, you're going to perish in your sins. And he's given that opportunity one more time. He's extended out the day of grace and mercy. And to sit and to listen and to know and still reject, I believe, is the sin that God will never pardon. Because you have rejected his son, the one who gave his life for you and for me at Calvary. Now, could you think of anything that was any worse than that? To reject the love of God? And you may say, well, I don't reject his love. I accept his love. And I believe that he died for me. But the Bible says that we are to confess him with the mouth. Man believes, and you're to confess him as our Lord and Savior and accept him as our very own. Nobody else could do that for you. There's probably 100 people or more in this building tonight. If they could save you, they would go to any extent to bring you to a saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Many of your names have been prayed for on many occasions. You've been brought before the throne of grace. And God has warned you and spoken to you, and you still rejected his son. I'll tell you, In Psalm 95, and I want to read that to you. Yes, the verse here. Psalm chapter 95 and verse 7, I think it is. Psalm 95 and verse 7. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, and the sheep of his hand. And these are the words that I want you to let sink into your heart tonight. Just these few words. Today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your heart. You know the result of that, right? You know how Pharaoh hardened his heart on many occasions when the Lord had spoken to him through his servant Moses and had said, let my people go. And every time he would say he was going to do it, and then his heart would harden. And you know what it eventually cost the Egyptians? That the firstborn in every one of their families would die. So it was death. And to reject God's warning tonight and to die and go out of this world without accepting him and knowing him as your very own personal savior can cost death. It will cost your life and cost you pain and misery for the rest of the time that you exist, and that will be forevermore. Stop and think about that tonight. But today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your heart. Accept him, the one who loved you and gave himself for you at Calvary. Shall we pray? Father, tonight we are indeed grateful for your Son, our Lord and Savior, the one who loved us so much that he was willing to pay the awful price of sin, that each one that is gathered in this meeting tonight and throughout the world, each one that would accept him as their very own, he would give them eternal life. He would take joy in calling us his sons and his daughters. And we pray tonight that if there be anyone in this service that has not yet accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as their very own, that tonight, while there's still yet time and opportunity, they will accept the Lord Jesus Christ as their very own. We give you thanks again for this time that we spent together in your presence, and we just pray now that you would part us with your blessing as we continue to give you thanks in your own worthy and precious name. Amen. Thank you. The meeting's over.